Title: Call and Response Melodies for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the fastest ways to get that instant 90s rave vibe in drum and bass. Call and response melodies. The whole concept is simple, but insanely effective. You're going to write two musical voices that feel like a conversation. The call is the main hook. It's the question. Usually brighter, wider, more upfront. The response is the answer. Usually darker, shorter, more rhythmic, maybe even a little grimier. And when you alternate them properly over the drums and bass, it immediately feels like classic jungle or rave DNB without needing some 10-note virtuoso melody. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight 8-bar hook you can actually drop into a track, plus a couple of pro habits for keeping it clean in the mix: grouping, sidechain, width control, and reverb timing. Let's get set up. First, tempo. Put Ableton at 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create three MIDI tracks. One called Call Synth, one called Response Synth, and a third called Rave Chord Layer. Optional, but it's a really nice cheat code for the vibe. Then group your melodic tracks into a group called Music. Keep your drums and bass outside that group. You'll thank yourself later when you want the whole musical hook to duck around the kick or snare without messing with the low end. And quick mindset tip: write this with your drums and bass already playing. Call and response isn't happening in a vacuum. It's a conversation with the groove, not just between two synths. Next, key and scale. 90s rave and jungle really love minor keys. F minor, G minor, A minor, C minor, all great. Let's use G minor on both the call and response tracks. Add Ableton's scale MIDI effect. Set it to minor, set the root to G. This is not cheating. This is you staying in the lane while you explore rhythm and phrasing fast. Now we design the call sound. For the call, we want something bold and slightly over the top in a charming way. Think detuned saw, rave stad energy, a little hooverish attitude, but we'll keep it stock. Drop wave eatable on the call synth. Oscillator 1. Choose a saw or anything sawish. Turn on unison. Classic mode, 3 to 5 voices. Set to tune around 10 to 20%. Don't go completely seasick yet. We want width, but we still want punch. Enable the filter. LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 1.2 to 3 kHz range to start, and resonance around 10 to 20%. Now shape the envelope so it's stabby and rhythmic. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 milliseconds. Sustain pull down a bit, like minus 10 to minus 20 dB. Release around 120 milliseconds. Then give the filter envelope a small to medium amount, so every note has a little pluck to it. Now processing, and this is where it starts to feel like a record. Add saturator, turn soft clip on, drive it 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to destroy it, just give it density. Add chorus ensemble, put it on ensemble mode, amount around 20 to 35%. This is the Rave Hair Gel, instant era. Add EQ8, high pass around 150. To 250 hc, so you're not stepping on the bass line. If it's biting your face off, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 khc. Then add hybrid reverb. Ideally you'd do this on a return, but for now an insert is fine. Use algorithmic plate. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. And high cut the reverb to somewhere like 6 to 10 khc so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. Goal check. Before you've even written notes, this should already feel ravey. If it still sounds polite, add a touch more saturation or shorten the envelope so it snaps. Now we write the call phrase. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the call synth. Set your grid to 16th notes. Turn on fold so you only see scale notes. Here's the big teaching point. In DNB, rhythm matters more than note choice. If your rhythm is right, you can use a small set of notes and it'll still feel hooked. So write a syncopated rhythm, not constant 16ths. A really usable blueprint is bar 1, hit on beat 1, then the E of 1, then the end of 2, then beat 3, then the of 3, then the end of 4. Bar 2, do something similar, but leave a gap somewhere so it feels like a question hanging in the air. For note choices, keep it tight. 4 to 6 notes total is enough. Start on the root or the fifth so it feels confident. Then use minor 3rd and 4th for that classic dark lift, and don't leave every note at the same velocity. That's the difference between a MIDI line and a musical line. Accents around 110 to 120. Ghost notes around 60 to 80. At 174 BPM, those tiny dynamics make the groove roll instead of march. Now the response sound. Contrast is the whole game. If your call is wide and bright, your response should be narrower and darker. If the call has longer tails, the response should be shorter and more percussive. On the response track, add operator. Choose a simple FM setup. Algorithm A into B. Oscillator A is a sign. Oscillator B is a sign. Bring B level up slightly. Start small. You just want a bit of edge, like a bark. Add the filter inside operator, LP12. Set cutoff roughly 600 Hz to 2 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Envelope time. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain very low or even off, so it's stabby. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now processing. Add auto filter in low pass mode and add a little drive like 2 to 5, just for grit. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. The response often benefits from being denser and more forward in the mids. Then EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't invade the bass. If it's honking, notch around 400 to 700 Hz. And here's a great contrast trick. Put utility on the response and reduce width. Even 30 to 60% width is enough to keep it more centered than the call. If both parts are super wide, you lose the center punch of the drop. Now write the response phrase. You've got a 2-bar call in bars 1 to 2. The response will live in bars 3 to 4. So create a 2-bar clip for response and place it in bars 3 to 4 of your loop. Write fewer notes than the call. Literally fewer. Think 3 to 6 hits total. And write it like it's replying to the call's rhythm. A coaching tip that makes this feel immediately more DNB. Design the conversation around the snare, not the kick. At 174, snare on beat 2 and 4 is the anchor. A reliable feel is, the call teases before the snare, the response answers after the snare. Try placing some response notes just after the snare hits or even on the last 16th before the next beat, like 2A or 4A, so it snaps back. Musically, response shapes that almost always work. A descending reply. Drop down a few scale steps from the call's last note. A one-note chant, same pitch, different rhythm. Very 90s. Or an octave answer. Call up higher, response an octave down. Also use register as your main contrast tool. If your call lives around G4 to D5, keep the response around G3 to D4. This prevents that two leads fighting each other problem without you doing surgery with EQ. Now let's turn this into a real 8-bar hook, because DNB drops need evolution. Here's the structure. Bars 1 to 2, call. Bars 3 to 4, response. Bars 5 to 6, call again, but slightly varied. Bars 7 to 8, response again, but with an altered ending. In Ableton, duplicate your clips. CMD or Control D is your best friend. Then change only 10 to 20%. That's the trick. Keep it recognizable. For bars 5 to 6, change just one thing in the call. Change the last note, or add a tiny 16th note pickup near the end, or add a quiet harmony note like a 5th or minor 3rd layered on one hit. For bars 7 to 8, do a turnaround. In bar 8, add a short note that steps up into the start of bar 1. Not a riser, just a leading move. That tiny step makes the loop feel arranged. If you want a more advanced rhythmic flavor, try a metric trick in the response. A 3 over 4 feel. Place response hits every 3/16ths for a bar or two. It creates tension and roll without adding melodic complexity. Now we glue it into the mix. Because call and response is fun until it fights your drums and bass. On your music group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input. Some people sidechain to a ghost trigger, but kick is fine as a start. Set ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient completely. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That should feel like the music is nodding to the groove, not pumping like big room EDM. Now, reverb timing. This is where people accidentally wash out DNB. If your hook loses punch, shorten the decay. Key pre-delay and EQ the reverb return. A classic move is, more reverb on the call, less on the response. Because the call can bloom and feel wide, and the response can punch through as the reply. If you want an extra pro trick, put reverb on a return track, then on that return, high pass up to 300 to 600 Hz so the tails don't cloud the low mids. And you can even sidechain that reverb return from the snare so the snare punches through and the reverb breathes around it. Now, optional but highly recommended, the rave seasoning layer. On the rave chord layer, you can use simpler with a short stab sample, or use wave-eatable with a fast envelope. Write one chord hit on the first beat of the call phrase. Don't overdo it. This is a flavor layer. Process it lightly. Add redux. Just a touch of downsample for grit. Add auto filter with an envelope so it goes wah like a classic stab. Add echo with an eighth note or dotted eighth. Low feedback. Keep it quiet. If you can clearly identify it as a separate instrument, it's probably too loud. Before we wrap, let's troubleshoot the common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. If both lines are equally busy, it won't read as call and response. One has to be simpler or shorter. That's non-negotiable. If you've got too much reverb at 174, it will smear. Pre-delay and shorter decay fix most of it, and high-cut the reverb so it sits behind. If notes fight the bass line, high-pass your music groups somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Often around 180 is a sweet spot. And keep the response out of sub-territory unless you're intentionally making it a mid-bass reply. If everything is wide, the drop loses its center. Keep the response more mono. Utility width 0 to 50% is totally valid. And if your loop never evolves past 2 bars, it'll feel like a demo. Add small changes in bars 5 to 8. Now a quick realism check I want you to do, because it's brutally revealing. Mute the drums for a moment. If the call and response still feel like a complete musical sentence with no drums, it's probably too busy for DNB. Turn the drums back on. The hook should feel like it needs the groove to make sense. That's how it looks. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Set G minor, 174 BPM. Write a 2-bar call with 6 to 9 notes total. Write a 2-bar response with 3 to 6 notes total. Build the 8-bar loop. Bars 5 to 6 change the last 2 call notes. Bars 7 to 8 add a turnaround note into bar 1. Mix controls. High pass the music group around 180 Hz. Sidechain it for about 2 dB of ducking, and set response width to around 30 to 60%. Then export an 8-bar bounce and listen on headphones. Question. Does it talk back? And does the groove stay dominant? Recap to lock it in. Call and response is two contrasting phrases alternating like a conversation. In DNB, it has to be rhythmic, syncopated, and space-aware. This audio version is shortened for playback.